A big gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden is among those who will attend the G20 summit, which begins shortly. On the top of his agenda is a meeting with his Chinese counterpart.
The White House is setting low expectations, striking out deliverables, and framing goals around managing a contentious relationship after Xi tightened his grip on power with an unprecedented third term, and Biden again stated a few months ago that U.S. troops would intervene if China invaded Taiwan, which the White House again walked back, insisting there was no change in longstanding U.S. policy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Bali. Many Republicans have been critical of the speed of the vote counting still underway in Arizona, including the state's Attorney General, Mark Brnovich.
I think 2 years ago I described it as a cluster, so I'm running out of adjectives. The bottom line is this, is the election officials always have excuses. I remind folks that incompetence is not a crime. And frankly, I think we should just get Florida's election laws and just copy them, just delete Florida and put Arizona in.
Arizona's election officials are defending the process, saying the state's law allowing people to drop off early ballots until 7 p.m. on election day is one of the main reasons for the backlog. Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto took the victory over Republican Adam Laxalt, a win that secured the Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Las Vegas.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was out early this Sunday morning greeting supporters at the headquarters of one of the powerful Nevada unions, which did so much to push her to victory here. She gave credit to those unions, but also to every voter who she said rejected extremism.
In Oregon, Republican Lori Chavez de Remer is a projected winner in the open U.S. House seat for the state's 5th congressional district. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A school bus versus tractor-trailer crash in Indiana has left many people injured. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
Several student-athletes were injured Saturday evening when the school bus they were riding in collided with a semi-truck. The crash occurred in the town of Warsaw, Indiana, around 8 p.m. Police say they'd gotten calls of a speeding tractor-trailer that was swerving into other lanes of traffic prior to the incident. Police were on their way to intercept the big rig when the call came in about the accident. 26 were on board the bus, including the members of the St. Ignatius College Prep hockey team from Chicago. Their ages range from 14 to 17. 15 were injured altogether, 3 of them critically. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Police in Nebraska are investigating a fatal early morning shooting. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Omaha police responded to a shooting call shortly after 4 a.m. local time, discovering two people with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to a nearby hospital, where one of the victims died. Officials say 6 others arrived via private vehicle to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are now investigating, but say an after-hours party was occurring at a residence where a confrontation took place, resulting in gunfire. No indication on whether it was a random shooting. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Law enforcement in Georgia bust a dogfighting operation. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Numerous dogs rescued from a Georgia home last week after authorities discovered a dog-fighting ring. 55-year-old Vincent Lamarck Burrell under arrest and likely facing over 100 charges. Law enforcement saying 106 dogs were found tied to various objects with large and heavy logging chains and thick collars at a Dallas, Georgia home. Several dogs were found emaciated after being left outside with no shelter for days. All the dogs were placed in rehab facilities. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.